This is radio.dominican.edu, and we are here at the college convention. I'm going to grab Allison Howard, our director of political science. So, Allison, hey, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
So, you and I talked a little bit after Alex Padilla was speaking, and we were talking about making voting much more accessible to people and getting the word out for civil discourse. And here comes Alex Hefner to talk about civility and civil discourse. But one of the other things that we talked about that you mentioned in our last interview was really getting the facts out there to students. And I saw your eyes light up when Alex was talking about that. So let's just talk back and forth about that, really separating facts from fiction. This is what he's talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, one of the things that I always tell my students is that democracy requires participation, and participation requires information. So another really wonderful thing about this event today and what the students are learning and what they'll take back to their home campuses is this idea that we really need the information. The information is out there. We need to deliberate. We need to discuss. We need to debate. But we also need to be able to figure out what is factual and what is not. And so, you know, Alex said a couple of things that were really important. One of the things is the way the media actually covers elections. You know, unfortunately, a lot of what the media covers and the way they cover it doesn't provide a lot of information for people. So this is not print media, but this is certainly broadcast media.
He talked about that as being infotainment.
Absolutely.
So rather than actual facts, it was more of an entertainment value, the drama.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, ratings obviously matter, but also the time that you have to do a broadcast program when you're looking at a nightly news program or even a morning news show or even some of the cable shows, you have a limited amount of time to get information across. And so the sound bite is, you know, something that he talked about. He didn't use quite the same words as a sound bite, but it's the same idea. And the sound bite's getting shorter and shorter. And more candidates are figuring out, I'm not going to get my full policy position across. I need to come up with the catchy slogan, the catchy phrase, and that's going to get coverage. So until the media decides to give more in-depth coverage of candidates and of their policy positions, it's going to be hard for broadcast media to really educate and have that role as an educator in our democracy.
So one of the pieces of that was when that soundbite gets whittled down to that tiny little, you know, three or four word sentence, he was talking about the dumbing down of the discourse.
Yeah.
So that infotainment, that drama, that soundbite dumbs it down, and so we're not getting all the facts, we're not getting that critical thinking. And when he talked about the dumbing down of the discourse, he also talked about how that creates disenfranchisement of the discourse. That leads to rage rather than reason. And I think that that's something that's happening on social media, is people are screaming so loud about their position, maybe out of fear, maybe out of not knowing what's going on, and it's this rage, and there isn't this level of what we've been talking about today. Dr. Sib talked about it this morning, is civility. It's how can I listen to you? There was something that she said that I thought was great. She said, respect, respond, and reflect. And I think that we miss that when all those sound bites come in and it inflames our fears.
Absolutely. I mean, the sound bites, again, do nothing to tell you about what candidate X will do if elected. It tells you absolutely nothing about the policy position, about how they would go about governing. So another thing that's a problem is that the media really judges candidates on how well they campaign. Well, campaigning and governing are very, very different. And oftentimes, candidates who campaign well may not actually govern well. And candidates who can govern well may not be good campaigners. And that has become a major issue, I think, in terms of politics and the way the media covers candidates and the way you have to be and present yourself as a candidate in this infotainment type of world.
When you were just talking about the difference between campaigning and governing, I was thinking about a concept that we've heard about in the education industry, and that's teaching to a test. If we're teaching the students to a test and they're only learning for the test, they're not developing the critical thinking skills, they're not developing the research skills, so there's a great divide between that. We're missing those facts, that information, and it's like, let me look at the candidate, know what their life story is, and relate to them as a person, not just that campaigner.
Right. And, you know, when we're electing people to govern, you know, the skill set really matters. And what are those skills? What are the skills needed to govern? Well, in our system, believe it or not, you need to be able to bargain. You need to be able to compromise. You need to be able to negotiate. Those are not the skills that you use in a campaign, right? Yeah. A campaign is about win. Beat your opponent at all costs. There is no compromise.
Right. And it's about telling everyone what to do, when to do it, how to do it.
But that's not governing. And that's not governing in our system of separate institutions that share power. You may be president and you may or may not have a Congress that is your party. And you need to figure out a way to work together. Members of Congress need to figure out a way to work with a president of an opposite party.
And I think that this college convention, hashtag College Debate 16, is part of that, is that these students are learning to work together. Differing lifestyles, differing perspectives, differing spectrums of beliefs, conservative, liberal, but they're learning to work together and listen to each other on the ground. What is important to you? What is important to me? Oh my goodness, I'm conservative, I'm liberal, but wow, we feel that this one issue is important.
And also regional differences. You know, regional differences should not be diminished. And I think that is another really valuable point to make about this type of an event. I mean, you are bringing students together from all over the United States. And there are different economies. There are different cultures. There are different issues that are at stake at in different parts of the country. And I think especially for kids in California or in the Bay Area, it's extremely important for them to understand what it's like in other places.
Well, I am so glad that Dominican is the, you know, ground zero to bring everyone together. And I'm so glad that you do what you do to teach students and to participate in this. I know that a lot of people look up to you for your broad thinking and you know, read material that you've written. So thank you so much for coming on and giving us your opinion and, you know, really just pulling apart these speakers' thoughts so we can, you know, extract it and then give it back to the students to think about.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's a pleasure, Allison.
Thank you.
This is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. DJ Noni just interviewing Allison Howard, our chair of the Political Sciences Department here at Dominican University of California.